The president of the Ghana Catholic Bishops Conference, the Most Reverend Joseph Osaibonsu, has called on government to all striking workers to return to the negotiating table to resolve their differences. Most Reverend Osaibonsu said strikes are supposed to be instruments of last resort and the two sides must quickly sit down to look at the issue dispassionately and save the economy. Most Reverend Osaibonsu spoke to Radio Ghana.
Normally, we expect all workers to work, our doctors especially, we expect them to work and to save lives. There have been times when they have been on strike, and as a conference, the Bishops' Conference, we have intervened and pleaded with them to go back to work. At the present situation, I'm not too sure of all the facts, you know, so I don't want to comment. But in general, our appeal is for dialogue, for negotiation, so that there will be peace. Of course, workers have the right to strike if the negotiations don't work. Is that right? But that's the last result. And we expect that we'll be able to sit down with the management and sort out all the issues. And so what I would say is that they should try to sit down with government and sort out the issues involved.
Are we not overdoing things when one looks at the need to follow procedure?
That the right procedure is to sit down with government, with the management, and sort out issues. That's the path that we recommend. But as I also said, going on strike is also the right of workers. They have the right to strike if certain conditions are not met. But that should be the last resort. And so I will still urge that all the parties involved now end the issue.
How about the doctors who were appointed on oath and are abdicating? Is it morally right or religiously correct?
As I said, you know, when they have been on strike in the past, we have appealed to them to go back to work and they listen to us. We don't want people to die, and that's why we appeal to them. But at the same time, the word should be given to them, it should be given to them so that they have the peace of mind to work. And so while they've taken the oath, it doesn't mean that they should be cheated of whatever is due them. And so while we appeal to them to go back to work, a government should also fulfill its side of the bargain.